Pete, the last game of the playoff weekend. It's probably going to be one of the most anticipated for a lot of obvious reasons. Indianapolis Colts traveling to take on the Denver Broncos. It's Andrew Luck going to take on Peyton Manning. There's plenty of storylines right there.
Right, and I think this game has the biggest storyline of the weekend. It's Peyton Manning playing the Colts, this time in the playoffs. So this is a team he was with for 14 years of his career, and they let him go, pretty much for a younger version of him. And now they meet to advance in the postseason. The two matchups between these two teams, with Peyton Manning at the helm for the Broncos and Andrew Luck at the helm for the Colts, were last year and week one of this year. Last year, the Colts won 39-33, and this year, the Broncos were able to edge the Colts 31-24. In those two games, Peyton Manning has 9 passes for 25 yards or more and 1-1 in those contests.
Yep, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception in those two matchups. But you talk about the quarterbacks being the key to this game. Well, they got to throw the ball to somebody, and they've got some talent in this game on the outside. For the Colts, it's T.Y. Hilton. Last week against the Cincinnati Bengals, T.Y. Hilton had 15 targets by Andrew Luck, 6 receptions, over 100 yards. He's been one of the best receivers in NFL postseason over the last couple of years. On the defensive side for the Broncos, I believe it's going to be Chris Harris is going to be key in helping slow down T.Y. Hilton. Chris Harris, unlike his counterpart on the defensive side for the Colts, Harris will move around. He'll play outside. He'll play inside. According to Pro Football Focus, Chris Harris has been the best cornerback in the NFL, something the Broncos realized when they signed him to that contract extension just a couple of weeks ago.
And you talk about the effectiveness of T.Y. Hilton. For the Broncos, that's Demaryius Thomas. That's Peyton Manning's favorite target. And the Colts are really going to have to figure out how to deal with this guy. One guy that'll be responsible for containing that Broncos offense is Vontae Davis.
Yeah, Vontae Davis is used a little bit differently than the Chris Harris is used by the Broncos. Davis is primarily a right cornerback. He'll stay on the one side. So it almost works a little bit in the Broncos' favor because they're going to be able to determine who Vontae Davis is matched up against based on their formation. So they have that option. But in the last two games that you talked about between these two teams, Vontae Davis has been targeted 8 times, only allowed 3 receptions for 12 yards. Those are big time numbers. But as you talked about, it's not just Demaryius Thomas. It's Julius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders. There's a lot of weapons on this Broncos team, and Vontae Davis is going to need some help in that Colts defensive backfield to try to slow down Manning in this offense.
BJ, I got to go with the Broncos in this one. A, it's at Denver, and I think it's Peyton Manning's last chance to really stick it to the Colts. Not that there was a ton of animosity there, but they say goodbye to him after 14 years. I think this is his last chance in the playoffs to win a game. And how much time does he have left? I think this could be one of his last chances to win a Super Bowl. I got the Broncos.
I'm actually going to go a little bit on a limb here. I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts. Maybe it's what I saw from Andrew Luck in the playoffs last year, but I really like what he can do in this offense. I think they're going to do enough to beat the Broncos. This will be the biggest postseason road win for the Indianapolis Colts since 1995 when they beat the Kansas City Chiefs 10-7 based on a few missed field goals by a kicker we won't even talk about.
Well, should be an outstanding weekend of games. Me and BJ disagree on the last one. We'll see what happens in all of them. And have you covered at KCChiefs.com next week.